Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Find them smiling every Saturday morning from 9 for CMI Toyota, who love to see you CMI-ling at one of their three big locations. 104.7 Triple M.
Yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome once again to the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends. And I've got to say it again, what an absolute rip-snorter of a day. The weather in Adelaide over the last couple of weeks has been nothing short of sensational. And talking about sensational things, congratulations to the Prince. Louis Arthur has been named this morning. Louis Arthur, whee! What are you laughing at, Louis? Louis Arthur, fantastic stuff. Look, we've got a big show. Both Andrew Newton-Jarman and Bluey have come in breathing fire. I don't know what about. I don't know whether Jars is grumpy. What stirs your feathers this morning, Jars?
Good morning, KG. Good morning, Adelaide. Lovely to be here on a Saturday morning. G'day, Blue. Welcome.
Jars.
Welcome. How's your week been?
Good.
Very good.
Yeah, no, I'm on holidays, mate.
Did you get a haircut?
No, I'm not wearing a cap.
Hang on.
I need a haircut.
Hang on.
Is that real hair or is that a little bit of a mock-up job?
No. Don't crawl him. You bag him on Thursday.
You bag Bluey on Thursday.
Where is Greg Blue? This is at the sports meeting.
Hang on.
Where
I missed
Greg
one
Blewett?
Meeting. One
you
meeting.
Where were you? Aren't we your team?
Yeah, we are.
Aren't we? During the week, we had a good book, didn't we? We had a good survey, didn't we, KG?
Put that to one side.
No, talk about it. We're the number one sports show in Adelaide on a Saturday morning. And being proud of it. Gloat.
The fact is, Bluey didn't
lie. Yeah,
where
were you?
No. Well, I had something else on.
Is this all about Greg Bluey?
No,
is this all me?
See, it's all about Andrew Newton.
Was he
all
about the team play?
Poor old KG gets left out in the cold.
Well, you're the true pro. Was he on time? That's what I want to know.
He was 2 minutes late.
Couldn't find you at all.
Hey, we've got a big
right,
show.
Let's talk. Come on.
We've got a rip snorter of a show. Don't miss it a little later at around 10 o'clock.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Big story.
A big, big story we'll talk about this morning. So, look, stay with us, folks. It's your program.
Who have we got coming on the show?
Well, I'm about to tell you.
Right.
Gee, fair dinkum, honestly. Man, honestly, brother, can you help me? Fair dinkum. We got Paul Ruse on the program. No, good. What do you do? Okay. Well, oh, that's better. We got Paul Ruse on the show. We got Grant Thomas on the show. Hey! We've got Andrew Newton Jarman on the show.
Don't play the booze. Oh, here's the cricket. What are you going to ask Grant Thomas?
Well, I'm going to ask him about a lot of things.
It's something that's upset
well,
you.
Well, yeah, it's got right up my goat.
Hey, what are you growing on your face? What are you. What's it's, going
it's,
on here?
It's called.
I don't like it.
It's called a masculine beard.
Oh, rubbish,
and,
Blue.
And I tell you what.
Look at him.
The women love it.
They don't love it.
They do love it. They just tick them off.
Look at your face.
I've had me whiskers tick them.
What about when
time.
You try and kiss your granddaughters? There you go. They don't like it.
They don't like it at all. No, never
gee,
mind.
All right.
Anyway, we're off and running.
New look, KG.
133353. That's our number. Give us a call,
here we
folks.
Go.
We've got a ripping show, I can tell you. Fireworks, controversy. Bit of humour.
Blue, don't bag me for not rocking up for meetings, mate.
And you haven't shaved either.
You got to remember. Oh, yeah. you got to remember who's the captain of this show.
Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. We're on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide and get us on the phone 133353.
Yes, this is the Dead Set Legends with Jars, Bluey and KG. And great news late yesterday afternoon. I love this. With the AFL have made the announcement, the grand final will stay at 2:30 on Saturday, the last Saturday in September. You little...
The biggest game of the calendar.
Yep.
And we're leaving it at 2:30. We've got a great opportunity to have our first ever Twilight Grand Final 4:40 p.m.
For
at the
reason?
MCG
why
on
you,
a Saturday.
Why do you want to change?
Well, let's just change things up a bit.
Why?
Now, I think the public now are looking forward to,
rubbish.
Say, a Twilight Grand
rubbish.
Final or a Night Grand
Absolute
Final.
Absolute rubbish.
Why are you saying that?
I'm the strong belief... The
you're an old traditionalist, and I'm a traditionalist, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you need a change.
You don't need a change if it's not broken.
Correct.
The crowds have been sensible. What's your thought?
No, I love it at 2:30.
So do I.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Jars, the reason why there are night games is because people want to do stuff during the day and then they can come back and watch or go to the football at night.
Yeah, there you go, you've just said it.
But it's AFL Grand Final day. People are watching.
More people will watch the Twilight Grand Final than ever before
rubbish.
If we change the time slot.
Absolutely
more
not.
It wouldn't matter if it was 7 a.m. in the morning, people would still watch it.
Answer that one.
A bit ridiculous.
It's the AFL Grand Final, so... I like the tradition.
So
and
do
I've been to grand finals. I love it during the day. 2:30. The public are ready for it, chaps.
They're ready. They're ready for a change.
Oh, leave it alone.
And I know the commission made a decision yesterday that they'll keep it in the current time
good
slot
decision.
At 2:30 p.m.
And why did they want to keep it?
But there's change coming, mate. There's change. It's
well,
on its way.
They've left it there because
it's a year by year decision. But the quicker they make that decision, the better for
us. So they'll bow to the whims of television stations. The public love the 2:30. Of course they do.
The public wanted it 2:30. That's why they left it there. They said that.
The public. That's what the fans wanted. At long last, they've listened to the fans. The people who put money through the turnstiles, not like you blokes, you just want to change the game for the sake of making a change. 133-53.
Jeez.
133-53. That's the number, folks. Do you like the AFL Grand Final staying at 2:30, or would you prefer, as Andrew Newton-Jarman has said,
I think it's time for a change.
Oh, time for change.
Get up with the times, mate.
Oh, hello.
It's getting close. I'm telling you now, the AFL will sign off on it at some stage, but it's getting close.
You've been saying that for the last 5 years. You're saying that for the last 5 years. 133-53, that's our number. Give us your thought, folks. Do you like it staying at 2:30, or would you prefer a Twilight Grand Final?
Get the fireworks ready. For Twilight Grand Final.
Want fireworks.
And get ready for Led Zeppelin to play at halftime or after the game. There you go.
Well, they... 72% of people on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide are saying just keep it the way it is.
But so there you go.
28% of people are saying get the times.
Come on, folks, give us a call. 133-53. That's our number. Lines are open. Go to it.
Sally of Edwardstown's on the phone. She's been holding on and waiting patiently. G'day, Sal.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Sal.
That's great.
What's your take?
My take is like with KG. The grand final needs to stay where it is. I don't understand what is wrong with tradition. Like, are we going to sit there and change the dawn service on Anzac Day and have it at night time because it will look more spectacular? Not only has data been collected about the supporters, but even the players want to keep it the way it is. What's going to happen afterwards if it's at night time? How are you going to go off celebrating and drinking and, you know, and get into the spirit of the game? Like, it's a spectacular. Why change it?
Oh, this is a great call. This is a fantastic call, Sal.
No, seriously.
But the AFL and Gil McLaughlin have flagged it and have put it on the table that at some stage it's coming, Sally. It's going to happen.
Yeah, he said that, but the people and the players don't want it. It ain't going to change anything. All it's going to do is change it to nighttime. What for? There are no extra sponsors for it. There won't be any extra seats for it. People are going to go at that time. Like, what's the big deal?
Well,
we don't want to be like America.
Sal, the reason is that there's a strong push from the television networks to have a Twilight game because of the ratings. Again, Sal, it's all based around money, revenue.
Yep, absolutely. But what about the supporters? We're the ones. Without our supporters, there wouldn't be a grand final.
Spot on.
Well,
absolutely.
That's the point I made, Sal.
Absolutely.
I think it's fantastic that the AFL are listening to the important people. The people who pay good hard money to go and see footy. That's the fans.
And the players. The players don't want it either. Most of them didn't want it either.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, very good call, Sal. Very good call. What a way to start.
A prize for Sally, please.
Absolutely. We're going to send her along to the races. No, we do. We will.
We've got a $50 voucher to Cheeky Greek.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we have.
Tony, good man.
I've got two of them today.
Two of them. Oh, yep. What?
All right. So there you go, Sal. A little voucher
best
there.
Best food in town.
Jan from Brooklyn Park. G'day, Jan.
Yeah, g'day. How are you going?
Good, Jan.
I think it should stay the same.
Yes,
we went to the pub last year and the atmosphere was just amazing.
Yeah, well,
If it was at 7 or 7:30 at night, we wouldn't have done that.
No, exactly right.
And it was just incredible. It didn't matter if you barracked for the Crows or who you barracked for, just everybody was into it.
And the whole build-up, you get the barbecue going at say, 11:30.
Yep.
You get ready, set the TV up, and
it's amazing. It's amazing. They can't change it. It just won't be the same. And why do we need fireworks?
Well, Jazz.
Why do we need fireworks?
You know, Jazz, we had fireworks on Guy Fawkes Day when I was a kid of 10.
Yeah.
We've moved on.
Yeah.
We've moved on from bloody Guy Fawkes Night.
Good on you, Jan. Thanks
good
for your
call. The ladies have got it this morning.
Yeah, the ladies are on fire. Leslie of Morford Park. G'day, Les.
Yeah, Morford Vale.
Morford Vale.
Yeah, just a thought. For many, many, many years, I've worked in retail.
Yep,
right.
Saturday afternoon is a trading day, and I can't really remember. I think I've seen one full grand final, start to finish, in that whole time. So, look, potentially, look, I'm a bit of a traditionalist, yeah. but I'm thinking it would at least accommodate for all those people who work in retail. It's not going to help the people that work shift work in the afternoons and things like that, but you know, it would help some people to actually be able to watch the game.
Well, 4:30 start.
You can't cater for
makes
everybody.
A valid point, Les.
Oh, 4:30.
You've got to think of the guys in retail, the guys that work all day. They miss out.
Shops are still open at 4:30.
It's all right for you corporate people that just love the grand final.
I'm not corporate.
Hang on.
I'm not corporate.
And you, Blue, in your little cushy, you know, little box when you go to the MCG and get invited.
That's the way to do it.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Oh, well, if it's there, you take it, wouldn't you?
Fair dinkum. I didn't think you were tough. I thought you were one of the boys out in the hill at Adelaide Oval.
I think I might have lost this battle.
What?
I might have lost this
don't
battle.
Don't even think about it. You've been smashed. Absolutely smashed with a capital S.
I tell you what, 2019, lock it in.
But
it's
you're
coming.
Right, Joe. It will happen.
It's coming.
It will happen. I right, hope so it get doesn't, ready. But it will happen at some stage.
Christmas is coming too.
Well, Grant, though, it's not far off. And the overnight scoreboard on Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Yes, you're with the Bluey, KG and Jars right through until 11:30. It's got a top show coming your way, I can tell you.
Gifted golfer, former AFL coach, man management, developed young talent. It's a pleasure to get him on the Dead Set Legends on Saturday morning. Grant Thomas joins us. G'day, Grant. Thanks for your time.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. What an outstanding introduction.
Grant, we love getting your insights into where our game's going. And I know KG's ready to blow up, but what about David Koch throwing a couple of grenades at the White House? What are your thoughts on David Koch not happy with what's happened to young Sam Powell-Pepper?
Oh, well, I think it's excellent that the presidents are starting to actually maybe wrestle a little bit of control back from the White House, as you call it, because it's the presidents who put the commission in place yep. to actually look after the best interests of the clubs, because the clubs, as we know, were doing some inside deals with the management at AFL, and that's why they thought we'd better have an arm's-length commission to represent the clubs. That'll work well for a while, but now it's gone to a point where the presidents are really just puppets, and all they're there for is to appease their sycophantic egos to be involved with an AFL club. I mean, presidents are there to actually protect the rights of the club and to make sure the AFL are there to administer the game and get out of the business of the actual individual clubs. And I don't think they've been doing a very good job of that. So you pose the question, what actually have presidents been doing? And it's great to see Koshy do what he's done, and I see Ed is looking to do the same thing. Mm. So maybe the next president's meeting might be all right. So
Grant, they've left this young kid out to dry, like taking 16 days to come to a decision. Then the two bodies, Port Adelaide and the AFL, the integrity are poles apart. The integrity and the AFL won't release their findings to the Port Adelaide Football Club. That's an absolute joke, Grant.
Well, of course it is, but you've got to remember it took 2 years for the Fremantle situation to come to light, and they were pretty peeved off that actually did come to light. They've got a very big carpet at the AFL, and there's a lot of stuff underneath it, and they just keep sweeping, sweeping and sweeping, and we all know that, but it's people like yourselves and hopefully other media outlets in Melbourne who actually are a little bit more intimidated and don't tend to do much about it, but unless there's a focus on it, nothing's going to happen, and the AFL are able to get away with it. They are in the brand protection business, and that's it as far as they see. So they grab any incident or situation. They'll shout from the tallest towers about rights for women, but then again, if there's where a woman has possibly had her rights taken away, well, they'll brush it under the carpet, especially when it involves an AFL club. So they've got double standards. We all know that. I mean, everyone knows that, but we all just keep putting up with it.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
Grant, have you read the latest news to break today? I'm amazed at this, that the AFL chief executive, Gillon McLachlan, says the league has no problems with hush money being paid to sexual harassment victims as long as it helps resolve the issue. Can you believe that?
Of course I can. I mean, you sound surprised.
Well, Grant, I'm amazed that those words have come out of the mouth of the CEO of the AFL.
Well, I'm amazed that you guys are the first guys that have actually jumped up about it. I mean, why is it that South Australian media is the only ones that actually take a stance on things? It's pathetic. I'm going to try and log into you blokes over there. I can't get the honesty or truth over here. Everyone shits themselves and doesn't say anything or do anything because they'll have their bloody accreditation withdrawn from the AFL. Well, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, Grant, it is. And let's take this a step further, Grant. I'm sick, and you'll probably jump all over me here, but I'm sick to bloody death of it being called the AFL. It is the VFL. Like, with the Brownlow Medal, after a Geelong official, we've got the grand final at the MCG for 2057. We've got a push now for the Premiership Cup to be named after Ron Barassi. We've got Collingwood and Essendon, Anzac Day. The only players that can win the Anzac Medal. Where does South Australia and WA fit into the AFL, for goodness sake?
It doesn't.
I'm absolutely pissed off.
Yeah, well, you should be, because once again, it's just a juggling by the AFL to make sure that their outcome is achieved. Ron Barassi's a great football
player. He is a great man, yep.
But I think it's a very, very... the Premiership is won by a team, not an individual, yes. And there should be no focus on any individual for the Premiership Cup.
Oh, good point.
There's that one. I mean, as far as Anzac Day, I totally agree with you. What a pathetic game that was between Collingwood and, and Essendon. Any team would get 90,000 on Anzac Day. Yeah. It's the tradition of the event that is the thing. The AFL seem to think it's just Collingwood and it's just Essendon. It's just garbage. It should be rotated. In a lot of ways, it probably should be the grand final replay.
Correct.
There are a lot of different things you can do with it. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you guys just got to accept. You're just rounding errors for the AFL. You're just a little bit of the action at the end of the game. The real game is the 10 Victorian teams. We know that.
Yeah. Well, it's refreshing to hear an honest Victorian.
Hey, Grant, Greg Blewett here. Now, Carlton, ordinary again last night. They're 0-6. I feel like that, you know, talks of rebuilding their squad or their list. Where are they at? They feels like to me they've been rebuilding for 20 years.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit disappointed. I didn't think of that word rebuild in 2006. I might have got another year.
You would have too.
But look. It's disappointing that you know, the Carlton are going through what they're going through, and it's taken them a lot forever to get to where they are. But they're still reeling from that draft situation they had many years ago, and the competition needs a very strong Carlton. There's no doubt about that. But I think very, very quickly people are going to start losing a bit more patience if their performance isn't improved. I think they had a bit of a crack the other night, so. That's okay, but as long as their efforts at 100%, you can tend to take the outcome of the performance with the situation that they're currently in. I do absolutely subscribe to the change of captaincy. I think that Mark Murphy has done an okay job in the time he's been there. But Cripps is absolute the standout for the guy that should be taking it to the next level.
Good call. Grant, just before I let you go, how's the golf?
Oh, I only could get in 3 rounds this week. Oh.
You should play with him,
Oh, I'd love to.
I had Sam Newman on his knees on the 18th, and I had his weekly wage, and then all of a sudden he said, "I'll double pressure, double or nothing up the last."
Oh, that's what he
and
always
does. And I
hit
a smacking drive up the last, up the left hand side, and we searched for 8 minutes. We couldn't find the ball. We won.
Mate, thanks for your time.
Thanks for your time.
It's refreshing.
Glad to talk to you, Grant. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, guys. Keep it up.
Take
care, mate. What?
I apologise. I swore. I shouldn't have sworn, but...
Well, you're passionate, mate.
Well,
I'm concerned about where the game's going. Yes, I know.
Sticking it up us.
I know.
The list goes on and on. I was watching that game on Wednesday, and every player was interviewed at the end of the game. They said how proud they were to be playing in... their opinion, in the second best game of the year. Yep, only Collingwood or Essendon players can win the Anzac Medal.
Why can't all nine games play on Anzac Day?
Why don't we play the showdown?
Yeah, I agree with you. I know.
But fair.
It's television.
Well, it just annoys me. All right.
I enjoyed that chat with Grant.
I'm depressed now.
He's good, isn't he?
Mm. You should take him on in golf.
I'd love to.
You guys are right, too. What are you hitting off now?
Scratch.
Oh, you're a bigot.
Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota Triple M. It's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
At home with the legends.
That's a good opener, isn't it?
Oh, it's a show.
Mate, it's just an opportunity to have a chat to you two boys about how your week has been on and off the field. So, Blue, let's start with you. You've had a few physical changes to your body shape. First thing, you've been off the grog for what? How long now?
2.5 weeks.
Okay, and what else have you been
doing?
Another
week to go.
You idiot.
What did you do last week?
I've got my second appointment on Monday. Yeah. I know that you're a little bit interested in this, Jars, but you don't like this, let him talk.
No.
I had colonic irrigation done.
Oh, blue.
I was very nervous about it, went in there, but they make you feel very comfortable. It's very private,
Wow.
It's a proper clean out, Jars.
How many clean outs do you have?
Well, you're in there for about an hour. So
brilliant, Blue.
What brought all this on? No, well, our family's very health conscious, and the older you get, you've got to look after yourself a little bit better. So you've got to, you know, the build up over years and years.
You've got to flush it out, mate.
You've got to flush it out. So, got my second appointment coming up on Monday.
Yep.
But it was an interesting process. But I'm glad I did it, mate.
Yeah, it was the first time you've ever done it.
Yeah, first time ever. And I've heard Sam Newman gets it done every year.
The fossil gets it done every year.
And I was very intrigued by it, but. I would recommend it to everyone. So
would you
go down
the Botox path? Have you ever looked
No,
that's not you.
Nothing like that. But no.
Well done. I had to ask the question. Yeah. That's all right.
Never get anything like that done.
Have you had your teeth capped or anything like that? They're all good?
No, I had my teeth knocked out, so I did have to get them capped.
Brand new Bluey.
What about you, KJ?
Yeah, what have you done?
After that, I've done nothing.
No, what have you done? Did you tear up again?
Well,
it got a bit emotional.
Cheery music, mate. Honestly. What happened?
This was one of the most beautiful moments in my week. I was sitting home on Wednesday watching the Anzac Day March.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting on the corner of the couch. And my beautiful little granddaughters, only 12 Dakota, were sitting at the table doing some drawings. And I got a bit teary with the veterans and the women and the diggers marching and so forth and listening to what they were saying and showing some shots of the old war and so on. I got a bit teary and Dakota walked up to me and I had my arm on the side of the lounge and she put a hand on my arm and she said, "Pop, you're crying. Why are you crying, Pop?" I said, "Oh, well, sweetheart, it's... Pop's a little sad because it's a beautiful day today, but it is a sad day because the people that are marching, they're the people that went to war and gave us, you and me, Coates, our beautiful way of life." And she said, "Pop, I was at school before the holidays and we were talking about Gallipoli and the wars. And is it true that 20-year-olds, 23-year-olds went to war and were killed?" I said, "That's right, sweetheart. Mm. 23 years old, went to war. 18-year-olds went to war. Some even told their wrong age.
Yeah.
They weren't even 18.
Even younger.
But they wanted to fight for the country."
Mm.
And she said, "Pop, I hope there's not another war. But if there is, will you have to go?" And I said, "Sweetheart, I couldn't fire a cap gun, let alone a rifle,
what
sweetheart."
What would be your role, Cage, if you had to...
I'd dig a trench and bury myself and put the white flag up the top.
Isn't that beautiful?
That made my day.
You got emotional, didn't you?
So I cried again.
Nah, nothing.
I just kept crying. It was a beautiful day.
Oh, well
I love
done.
You, sweetheart.
Yeah, well done. And it's great that they've been taught that at school,
I was
too.
Say
yeah,
that.
It is.
Yep. Lovely. Yep. Well done. Any more? That's it?
That's it.
Well done. Good week by you two boys.
Cheers.
Excellent.
Beautiful week, me.
Paul Ruse, boys, coming up after 10 o'clock. So he is Mr. Football. He's one of the best going around.
Dead Set Legends, Triple M. It's Triple M's Dead Set Legends with KG Jars and Greg Blewett for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
They certainly are, Hardos. They're good people. Want a new or used car, then CMI Toyota are the people to see. Now, Blewett and Jars, it was disappointing over the weekend when we saw the Collingwood fans fighting after the game. It was ridiculous.
Well, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
It's getting out of control. Look at the Adelaide Oval the other night.
Yeah.
When that brawl in the McGarry room.
Port Geelong game. Rooms,
the Port Geelong game. Mm-hmm. It was a disgrace to see people kicking each other.
Kicking, throwing haymakers. Yep.
Five have been charged.
Five have been charged. Right. But I'm amazed and disgusted to read that the five people charged have only been banned from the Adelaide Oval for 3 months. Can you believe that? Five have been charged. We'll go to court.
Yeah.
But the five have been banned from the Adelaide Oval.
For 3 months.
Now, that's not a penalty.
I was surprised when I heard that.
Three.
3 months. They should have got at least 12 months. Suspension, those blokes. Like there were people there, they're innocent football supporters.
That's still a soft penalty for me. That's a life ban for me.
A life ban?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a bit
a
harsh.
Life ban from Adelaide Oval.
Mate, there was
families involved in the McGarry room. There was young kids in the McGarry room, young children watching a game of football, and you got those bloody morons spoiling it and being dickheads and thugs. They should be banned for life.
No, I don't know about life. But
named and shamed.
Well, they'll be named, but I would have
We're seeing more and more of it, Cage, around the stadiums around the country.
We saw it on Anzac Day. We saw Collingwood the streaker supporters. Coming out on the Adelaide Oval.
Well, I'm not worried about the streaker, but these guys here, you want to give them 12 months.
I'd ban them from Adelaide Oval for 12 months.
You would have seen a fair bit in your day.
Yeah, 2 years I would have. Three months is not a deterrent.
Nothing.
Well, that's the SMA, isn't it?
They've stopped the streakers because, you know, the fines are so big. Yep. But 3 months is shocking.
I couldn't believe it. I read that.
No.
He was an opportunity to say, hey, we're not going to tolerate this.
Mm. Yep.
You're going to cop this. I'd have given him 12 months. Folks, what's your thoughts? The 3 months banned from the Adelaide
Oval.
What
should be the punishment?
What should have been the punishment for those idiots that took part in that vicious brawl?
Does it get to a stage where they ban alcohol in the stadium?
No, you can't.
Oh, I'm
that.
Only just throwing it out there.
Well, no.
We don't want to see this type of...
You can't have a few idiots spoiling for the people that go there and have
I thought the Collingwood, those Collingwood supporters turned on each other.
Oh. I haven't seen
after
that.
After the game.
Didn't see
on
that.
On Anzac. Yeah, they were belting each other.
They won.
There was a whole group of them.
I know.
Just a bunch of them.
How would they have gone if they'd lost?
and there was kids involved in there sitting around in the area and women.
Unbelievable. Anyway, give us a call, folks. What should be the penalty for those five people charged for being involved in that brawl after the Port Geelong game? Give us a call. 133353 is our number.
On Twitter, at Triple M Adelaide, the punishment for the punters in the Adelaide Oval brawls is 3 months. What do you think? 87% of people have said that's not even close.
No.
13% say fair enough. Let us know. 133353.
Owen of Parafield Gardens. G'day, Owen.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Good, thanks, Owen.
Look, I'm sick of explaining it to you. I've got a 9-year-old boy. I'm sick of explaining to him what's going on. 3 months is absolute ludicrous. I love going to any game, which is grassroots, SANFL, country, or AFL. I'm sick of getting seen the punch-ons. Look, give them community service. It was an Anzac ground. Out of the 7 games, you had 2 punch-ons. Collingwood, Essendon, Geelong, Port.
Yep.
Give them community service at grassroots football. Give them a fine and put it into grassroots football. Or give them something to do on Anzac Day next year instead of actually causing mayhem, try and do something good and try and earn some respect back because I'm really am getting sick of it.
Yeah, that's good a on parent, you, mate. I don't blame you, Owen. Thank you for your call. I don't blame you one bit.
Adam of Blackwood. G'day, mate.
G'day, Adam. What's your take?
G'day, guys. Yeah, it's too lenient. Far too lenient. They got to set a really high standard. And to fight in the McGarry room, how disrespectful is that? How disrespectful is that? And then to get a feather whacked across their knuckles, that's just so lenient. And I really want to ask this question, guys. There's a little bit of history starting to develop at Adelaide Oval with some of the Port Adelaide supporters. Go back and look at it with some of the fighting at last Crows game. Then the Eddie Betts, the last 2 occasions Eddie Betts has had to confront a Port Adelaide supporter throwing, a banana at him. You know, I think there's got to be some in-house work done at Port Adelaide as well to their supporters. They are showing disrespect to in a lot of occasions when they front up to that ground. But in the McGarry room, absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah, no, good
point.
Good
on you, Adam. But there's a minority, and both clubs, the Adelaide Crows aren't squeaky clean.
No, they're not squeaky clean.
To be honest
with you. Not at all.
You know,
it is terrible, though, Jan.
Thanks for your passion, Adam. Let's go to Jan of Brooklyn Park. G'day, Jan.
Yeah, g'day, boys.
Alistair Wagg brought up a good point on Friday. She said, how many games are they actually getting? Port at, they only play there every second week. So how many games are they actually missing?
It's not a
penalty.
So they
couldn't factor that in.
Well, you're right, Jan. That's not a... When I read it, I thought, no, it's a misprint.
No. But ridiculous.
It's 3 months.
What would you give them, Jan? What do you think is an appropriate punishment?
I think minimum they have to miss, I would say 5 years. Minimum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's disgraceful.
Yeah.
If they've got that sort of culture, I can't see them stopping it. So they need to stamp it out completely.
Jan, I have minimum. Zero tolerance to that. Life bans
absolutely.
For me. Life bans for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to go and see that anywhere.
Those morons destroying it for other families.
Mm, good point.
Make
absolutely.
Them pay. Good on you, Jan. Mark from Millington. Is it Millington? What is it?
Millington.
No, it's not. G'day, Mark. Where are you from?
Yeah. G'day,
I can't hear you. See.
Sorry, mate.
Millington, York Peninsula.
Oh, yeah. The Millington. Good old York. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your take on it, Mark?
What I want to know, legend, is where was security? So,
good point.
I wasn't there, but from the vision, you could only see one fella trying to take up sort of five of the blokes fighting. How's he supposed to go against all of them?
Well, Mark, there was a report that there was only one security bloke in the McGarry room at the time.
Well, you probably,
that was the
ridiculous.
Report.
Probably, if you're fair dinkum, you probably should only need one security guy there. Mm. You would not expect that sort of brawl to occur in the McGarry room, of all places.
Yeah, and you think the reinforcements would have come in pretty quickly, but...
Yeah.
I truly think, lads, that the security at the Oval needs to be a little bit better because I was at an event. Now, I won't name the event, but it was a professional fighting event. My brother is a professional MMA fighter, and there was a blue on the way out. And two of my mates that are professional fighters, had to separate the fellas. The security were nowhere to be seen. And that was Adelaide Oval Star in the McGarry room.
Yeah, look, I've got no doubt the SMA will certainly look at the situation because that would be an enormous concern.
Alcohol driven?
Well, yeah, but I think security, I think Mark raises a good point. Look, the topic we're discussing, and it's a hot topic, what penalty should those people who have been arrested, there are five of them, what penalty should they have got? They've been banned from the Adelaide Oval for 3 months, for my view, far too long. What penalty should they have got? 1-333-53 is our number.
Johnny of Newton. G'day, Johnny.
Yeah, g'day, Giles. How are you, buddy?
Good,
I'm with you 100%, mate. They should be banned for life, and also whatever club they follow, they should ban their membership for life. Mm. You've got to set an example. I mean, I'm a single parent. You got your kids there. What if your kids get seriously injured?
Well, that's exactly.
I mean, given 3 months, it's the same like when these kids commit a crime. They give them a slap on the wrist, then they get a taste of it, and then they get they continue doing the crime.
Mm.
I mean, unless people know that, hey man, if I'm going to cause trouble there, that's it. I will never see football in this stadium again.
There you go.
And then if I get 3 months, I'll watch it on TV.
Yeah.
I'll listen to it on the radio, and I'll be back in there. I'll do it again.
I'll be back next year.
Yeah.
It's 3 months.
Yeah. Give them life. Give them life. And Giles, your show, you and Louis, hands down the best, man. Love it.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Johnny. Let's go to Peter of West Beach. G'day, Pete.
G'day, boys. Look, I've been hearing the discussion about giving them life. I don't think you can do that.
Why not, Pete?
I think you've got to give them an opportunity to try to actually reform their behaviour. But I do think you need to send a very clear message. And I think the rest of this year and all of next year.
Yeah, fair call. Yeah, that's a fair call. That would be.
Yeah, I was thinking around about 2 years.
2 years.
5 years has been mentioned as well.
3 months, I couldn't believe that.
Nah, 3 months is. And Cricket Australia, who have had their issues in the last couple of months with their, you know, the old sandpaper gate.
Yep.
Copped a lot of criticism saying they went way over the top in terms of their punishment, which they probably did. But what they have done is send a pretty clear message to not only everyone here in Australia, but all over the world. The ICC are going to change their rules. So the only way that you can have some sort of effect on these people is with stiff punishments.
I agree.
3 months is
laughable.
Terrible.
And they get into the McGarry room because they're members. So they can, you know, walk in, go upstairs and have a couple of beers.
You would have thought that's the last place that a brawl would have erupted in the McGarry room. Mm. Fair dinkum. I can't believe it.
Staggy said, did they get, they got fined, even charged by the police with public nuisance?
They've been charged.
There'll just be another fine.
Well, they'll go to court.
Yeah, that's it.
But 3 months, fair dinkum, unbelievable.
Triple M, dead set lead.
We're talking about Paul Rees, premiership coach. Paul, thank you for your time.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Is this your debut on Dead Set Legends, Roosie?
I think it is. I'm very excited.
You got the great Greg Blewett?
I knew that. Yeah, no, I'm very, very excited. Some of the icons of South Australia.
Oh, that's it. You're right.
That's it, Roosie.
Paul, talking about more important things, what a big game it is for Port Adelaide today and North Melbourne at Etihad. Gee whiz, Port are in a bit of a hole at the moment, and I think Scotty's made the point this is the best that North Melbourne have played since he's been coach here, so it's a big game for both sides.
Yeah, I did the game live, North Melbourne Hawthorn last week, and their first half, he was right. I just played a cracking first half. They'd always been able to score, the Kangas, but their ability to defend last week was exceptional against Hawthorn. So I thought they got the balance right. On the other side of the ledge, I think Port are still trying to find that balance between defence and attack, and something they could become a really good defensive team last year. But yeah, look, it's probably a more important game for Port, as silly as it sounds, as it is for the Kangaroos, because I think, yeah, we're all expecting Port to finish up the top end, you know, top four. I've probably got them top four or thereabouts. So, yeah, I think it's a big game for Port today.
Roosie, the Crows start their month at home, which is amazing,
good
really.
Run,
four
yeah.
games at Adelaide Oval against the Suns, of course. The Crows should be too strong, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. The Suns have been really admirable. I like what Stewie Dew's doing. They're probably just a bit skinny in the midfield, though, the Suns. And I think the way they're using Took Miller is really smart. I'd expect him to go to one of the best midfielders of the Crows. But they are just a little bit skinny in the midfield. So, look, they're getting the best out of themselves, the Suns, but just in terms of talent, playing on the home deck, you'd think the Crows would have a reasonably comfortable victory.
Exactly right. And, Roosie, what about Collingwood? Are they the real deal?
I put a media ban on myself 2 weeks ago after everyone's getting excited about the Crows. Let's just let them have a month of footy, and that's out of probably respect to Bucks, because we ride the Collingwood wave a lot, win, lose, win, yeah, whatever it is. So look, they're in really good form, but I put a month media ban on myself. Just so let's give them a month to play some good footy, and then we can start to buy our finals tickets after that.
Now, Roosie, what about Melbourne? You obviously know this list very well. Simon Goodwin in charge. They haven't had the start of the season that they'd like. What's going on there, do you think?
I think just the lack of consistency. For me, it sort of stems from so many rotations and so many guys running through. If you look at, I mean, Adelaide's a really good example. People thought, oh, they're a bit skinny in the midfield, but the predictability of Adelaide means you're predictable to your teammates. You know, if you know that, and I know the Crouches have been out, but if you know it's Crouch and Sloane and then Richie Douglas, what I look at Melbourne, they've got so many different rotations through their midfield, so many different rotations through their forward line. Their best forward's Jesse Hogan, who's been in terrific form, but a lot of what he's doing is between the arc. And then you haven't got a big forward. Their forwards get, you know, caught up the ground far too high. I think they just really need to settle their team down and start playing guys in position more consistently. And if they do that, then I think the inconsistent patches in games will dissipate, because some of their best footy's been, you know, fantastic.
Roosie, do you stay in touch with Simon and talk about those sort of things still?
Oh, look, I tend to leave him alone during the season. We sort of caught up at the end of last season. But, yeah, look, you've got to be mindful as an ex-coach that, you know, you want to stay out of it. And, you know, he's got to find his way. And he's got some good mentors and good coaches around, Josh Marnie as well as football managers. So they've got good people around the footy club.
Great, man. What do you say to Brenton Bolton that is trying to rebuild a young squad? They've obviously copped a couple of injuries. You've been through it. You've done the rebuild. You know, and the Vultures, they just start to circle slightly. What do you say to a young man like that?
Yeah, well, I always say, look, there's excuses and there's reasons. I mean, the reasons why Carlton are struggling is because Bryce Gibb goes to Adelaide, Sam Docherty does an ACL, Mark Murphy's out and Matty Cruz is out. So before you can actually get back level, you've got to replace those guys for a start.
Yeah,
so
good point. Good
it's point. Been really difficult for them. So much has left to Paddy Cripps, who's playing like Superman at the moment. And look, Simpson's been really good. I watched them a lot last year. Docherty was arguably their most important player. And obviously Murphy gives them some class and Gibbs. I coached against Carlton, I think, in Bolts' first year. And we got beaten, I don't want to say single-handedly, but we got beaten by Cripps, Murphy and Gibbs. You know, so all of a sudden you take two of those players out. It's very, very difficult. They're relying really heavily on their senior players, which there's not many of them left. And, you know, the younger guys, just a lot of them just aren't ready to play yet.
No, good point. Reggie, before you leave us, the grand final, the AFL have made a call that'll stay at 2:30 on a Saturday afternoon. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. I love the game at 2:30.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it's a traditional game. I just get worried that we get caught up in all this bloody, you know, entertainment. Yeah, who's playing before. Yeah. I go to watch the footy. I couldn't give a toss whether Andrew Jarman was singing before the game, to be perfectly frank.
Hang on. I thought we were tight.
That wouldn't worry me at all. I'm going to watch the two best teams in the competition play at 2:30 with a crowd going nuts. That's exactly what I'm going to watch.
Yeah, well, Rosie, see, Jars has been pushing for Twilight.
4:30. Final. I love it. 4:30. Fireworks, Led Zeppelin at halftime.
Yeah, yeah. I went and saw the Super Bowl and Kiss were playing, and that was the biggest highlight of the Super Bowl. So we've got to be careful with it doesn't become an entertainment spectacle.
Correct.
We want it to remain a football spectacle. Another thing I was thinking about, boys, is one of the big traditions that we have, which I don't think people have really thought through, and I only thought of this on the plane, I'm in Sydney at the moment, is the aftermatch. So you go back, you've got your fans there, you've got the cup and everyone talks, the coach gets up and speaks. Where do you fit that in if you go to a night game? You don't fit it in. So one of the great traditions of the game is getting back, getting to the fans, getting to the corporate people. You will not fit that in. So the whole day gets mixed up. Now, there's a different debate. If the AFL say we want more eyes internationally, the TV want it, well, then that's a completely different debate. Mm. But if you want to leave it as a footy spectacle, where the game itself is the focus, leave it at 2:30.
Yeah, beautiful. Well said, Roosie. Well said.
Beautiful,
Roosie. Well done.
Mate, you and Tammy, did you do your yoga this morning before you jumped on the cot?
I had to get on the plane early. I'll be doing my meditation tomorrow morning, Jars.
All right. Speak to you Tuesday in the rush hour, mate. Right. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Thanks, Paul.
Good on you guys.
See you, Paul. It made sense.
Nah, he's brilliant.
Yep. He is. No doubt about that. Absolutely.
Dead Set Legends, Triple M. 104.7 Triple M, but he's Dead Set Legends with KG Jars and Greg Blewett. We're going to use this as an intro because no one else seems to be using it now.
Oh, heyday.
Well done, heyday.
Way you go, Blue.
Gone, isn't it?
Let's talk some cricket, eh? What's going on with the pink ball situation with India? What's happened?
Well, I mean, India are flexing their muscles, saying that they don't want to play a day-night test match here in Adelaide. So I think what was meant to happen yesterday was that Cricket Australia were going to announce the international schedule for the summer. They've delayed that because they're still hoping that that might happen. But, I mean, this is where, I mean, money talks, doesn't it? And we talk about the AFL all the time. India, I think, generate 82 cents in the dollar in terms of all cricket revenue in around the world. So, I mean, they are big players. So they are also saying, traditionally, KG, we start the first test match. Where's that normally played?
Normally played in Brisbane.
Brisbane, right. They don't want to start in Brisbane because they know they'll get beaten.
Correct.
No. Sometimes the first test is in Perth.
Sometimes.
They're not going to play in Perth. And I think this pink ball stuff also is, you know, due to the fact that we've already played three. We've won three here in Adelaide, and I reckon they think they're going to get a touch-up, so they don't want to play it.
Well, surely, the ICC, the International Cricket Council, should say to India, you go to Australia and play under their conditions to the program that they devise. There's one part of it I agree with. They want more games before the actual test series
play a
get to
of tour games,
yeah,
that's fine.
I'm all for that. I've always had been. But they can't dictate. Just because they provide all the money, bugger me, they can't just dictate.
Would that bother you, Jars? Would you still go watch it during the day, or does that bother you that India is sort of pulling the strings?
No, I'm a traditionalist. I like in terms of cricket, I like to just start at 10:30. Be done by 6.
Oh, hang on. Well, on one hand you want
it. I don't like
on one hand you want it, buddy. Twilight Grand.
That's different. That's Aussie rules.
Oh, well, what's different? Still the same concept.
Eh?
Still the same concept.
Nah.
Concept. Fair income.
Blue?
Well, I you know, I'm a bit the same. I'd still go and watch it during the day.
I'd still go.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be dictated
no,
to.
No, that's
so
right.
So, Blue, why don't we just only have the pink ball test series against the Poms and that's it? Just do it with only one country and the rest go back to the traditional.
But I think it's been a really good success.
Some countries don't want it. They don't want to buy in on the concept.
Well, but what are you overlooking, it will only ever work here in Adelaide because of the conditions
against
and the surrounds.
The
no. Ashes.
Whichever, so you only want one every 4 years?
Yeah, that'll do.
No. I think people want to see more of it. I think that's the spectacle at home is good. They go home from work, they watch it on TV. Yep. It's you know on at night.
Yep.
The pink ball comes up really well on television. It's a good contest between bat and ball. It's not a high scoring test match, so it's got a lot of things going for it. The other news, KG and Jars, is that there's an article in the paper today talking about Alex Carey.
Yeah. Yep.
possibly being the number one gloveman for the ODIs and probably the T20 as well. I reckon
he
that's
will
the
be.
Call.
Yeah, so do I.
And Tim Payne's been named the test captain.
Yeah.
I reckon that's great. He concentrates on that. I reckon it's the perfect time Brilliant. To get Alex Carey in there.
He is one of the cleanest hitters since Adam Gilchrist, Alex Carey.
What's his glove work like, George?
Oh,
Alex.
Very good. Look, he is going to be a superstar this year, in my view.
No, that's the other thing. I mean, you talk about his glove work, is that you ask all the keepers, all the former keepers, all the current keepers, they say his glove work is as good as anyone's. Yep. And then you throw in his batting as well. He's a great leader. He's a great guy.
And a good
kid. He's a very good package. So,
so Blue, you being involved in the Redbacks campaign, and obviously you're very excited about the list we're building for next year. Where does he bat if he does play for the South Australian cricket side? You're batting him at seven at the moment.
Yeah, I think we struggled a little bit last year, and I think a lot of the feedback is we need a decent all-rounder to be in there. Yep. So I reckon if you've got – I mean, he's basically an all-rounder, but I'd like to see him bat at number six possibly. Now, this is just my point of view because obviously Jamie Siddons and those boys run the show, but I'd like to see him bat at number six, give him a bit more responsibility, and then you can play another all-rounder at seven, which whether that's a spinning all-rounder or a fast bowling all-rounder. Yep. Or a medium pacer all around it, and then you've still got your three quicks and the extra spinner. So
have
I just
got
think
somebody in mind?
We've got a couple of young players
Who are
there.
They?
So
well, you can't ask him that.
Depends whether you go.
It's early days.
No. It's early days. So we'll work all that through.
So
but whether it's
saying,
a spinning all
rounder.
So you've got Tom Andrews from Woodville, who's the spinning all rounder. So he bowls left unorthodox. Had a really good summer with the bat
too, Tom.
So there's a few options there. So I reckon that might be the way to go going forward.
Why aren't you asking the hard question?
No. That's not a hard question. What you asked Blue.
Well, it is.
Blue's probably not in a position, but he just dropped the name already.
Just tell me.
You presented Tom Andrews with his Redbacks cap.
Good lad. And a good cricketer, I reckon.
Yeah,
very good.
He's improving all the time. Still young too. Comes from Northern Territory actually.
He does.
Down from
Good lad. Good lad. So, look.
So, just quickly, Blue, Australian cricket coach, who do you think?
I think if he wants it, Justin Langer.
So, it's his if he wants it.
I'd say so. And I wouldn't be surprised if they split the roles up, have a test coach, and then they have a white ball coach, which is one day and the T20.
What about Ponting? Where does he fit in the landscape, coaching?
Well, you have to ask him. Because he's doing, you know, he's got his Indian
and he's
Premier
gonna get
League.
With
he's paid well.
Fox and...
That's right. Cricket. Commentary. Does he want to keep doing the commentary? I don't know. But he'd be a great choice. All right. Great Beautiful. Choice to do
Good
it.
Good stuff, mate.
Well done, son.
Greg Blue gets a chance to ask some questions of his own as he will be fronting up Q&A in 20 minutes.
Look out, boys.
The reins are off Andrew Jarman. I don't want to say whether or not it was because of management, but there will be Q&A.
It was management.
It was. Mm. Greg Blue on the way. Tonight at Adelaide Oval, while the game's being played, boys, top of around 16 degrees, so I'd be packing some cold weather gear while you're there watching Adelaide Oval.
Now, Bluey, who's in and out for
Let's talk
boys?
About North. Who are we doing first?
We'll do
Port Adelaide
first,
and the Kangaroos, Etihad Stadium.
Bluey, who's in and out?
Well, in for Port are Barry and Johnson, and of course, out is Hartlett because of his knee during the week. That's terrible news.
Yep.
And Lindsay Thomas, of course, is suspended.
That's a big loss, Hartlett. His form was good last week. See, look, Jars and Bluey, Goldstein is the one we've got to watch today.
Well, they will, and obviously they'll concede losing the hit-outs. But Port Adelaide is still number one for stoppages, for clearances, so that's not going to stress Kenny out. But what they'll do is they'll have a strategy for Goldstein, read his arm, read his work, and try and break even in that department. But you're right, it's a very important game for Port Adelaide. Whoa. And everyone says, which Port Adelaide team will turn up today? That's the frustrating thing for Port fans.
Their use of the ball last week was disappointing. Gee whiz.
Who needs to lift for Port? Who are the keys? If they play well, they'll win.
Look, Robbie Gray. There's Robbie Gray, and then there's the rest. He's a class act, Robbie. Yeah, Trav Boak, wonderful leader. And
Wingard's got to do so.
Charlie Dixon's probably, for me, Charlie needs to lift. He's probably just a bit out of form. He's snatching that football when he's going for his marks.
Playing in ruck, is that affecting his game, do
you
think?
Well, it does a little bit, George. Yeah. But again, I did say last week that I don't mind him in the ruck, but then you're robbing Peter the Pope.
Yeah, exactly
right. Their back half is solid. Jonas has been wonderful. Hompshie back in there. Blue, just for me, their foot skills. They're an average side with the ball and kicking skills. They're very average for me. They burn the ball. And what happens, and the Kangaroos today, lads, will close down the corridor.
They can go wide.
And they'll shut down because Port love to switch.
Switch.
They'll stop that like Geelong did last week against Port Adelaide. Port had to kick down the line all the time. and they, you know, Geelong loved it. So they got to be brave. They got to start linking up with some more handball chain across half back and through the middle.
Well, they got to play the style of footy they played in the first 3 weeks when they were on.
Well, they're playing brave then. They're playing brave football, but now they're playing a bit. I think they're playing nervous football.
And I think some of the coaches have worked them out a bit too, Jar, setting them, yeah, the switch pitches you were talking about, making them go wide. And look, it's a bloody huge game for Port Adelaide
and
today.
And the Kangaroos.
I think they've surprised people, haven't they?
Blue, we tipped them bottom three. I think I had them for the wooden spoon.
Are they that good, though?
How bad am I for a judge?
Are they that good?
Yeah, they are. They're playing real workmanlike football, and they are being very impressive. They're like ferocious dogs at the moment. Mm.
And what about all this drama this week with Power Pepper? That have any effect?
Port have had a terrible week.
Well,
really.
Power Pepper,
and their president's gone on the front foot and supported his club and supported his young player, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, Koshy's copping a whack because Channel 7 said, "Why'd you go on the footy show?" Well, he went on there as a president of a football club. It's no different when Eddie McGuire goes on Channel 7.
No, not at all.
No different.
Yeah, correct.
But Koshy's flying the flag for his footy club, which is wonderful.
Well,
to see.
Just hope the players fly the flag for young Pepper Powell today because he's been hung out to dry from my point of view.
And did you say Powell?
Did you say Pepper Powell or Powell Pepper?
I said you always get that wrong.
Powell Pepper.
I apologise. He's a very nice young man.
Just call him SPP.
SPP.
George, who are you tipping?
I'm tipping. I'm staying faithful.
Okay. Blue?
North.
Okay. I'm going Kangaroos.
Yeah,
Kangaroos.
I both jump off. Gee, you're not bad, you blokes.
Now, let's talk Adelaide and the Gold Coast tonight.
Yep.
There's not going to be a walkover.
Oh, they'll win easy.
Cage, don't say that.
They'll win easy at home.
Gold Coast, give them a little bit more respect.
No, they've improved enormously.
They've been a lot more competitive. But their defensive structures are a lot better.
Let me ask you this. If the Gold Coast beat us tonight, how disappointed will you be?
Oh, I'll be flat as.
Well, there you go.
I'll be really far. I'll be asking some questions.
That's the point I'm saying.
So who's in and out there, Blue?
Oh, well, KG was going to do the Crows, weren't you, Cage?
Matty Crouch is in and McKay has come in. And out Adelaide is Kelly injured and Hardigan.
Yeah, how long have you been doing radio? How long have you been doing radio?
40,
you're an icon. 40, you're a fair income icon. Talking to your mic.
Well, I had to move my ugly head.
Why?
To see the team sheet.
Oh, Haydo, did you see that?
Haydo's my friend. Don't you have a crack at him.
Now, Charles, do you think that what they've got to guard against is thinking that, right, they've got a month at home, four games at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah,
we should win most of those. And then, you know, it's the Gold Coast Suns. We should beat them. You know, we'll just turn up and play. I think for the coaching staff, I reckon that's what they've got to guard against. Yeah, make sure the boys are up and about for all of those games at home.
I agree. Absolutely. It's nothing better than having, your home games. And we're very, very hard to beat on our own deck. But tonight's going to be a really good test. Look, I think our guys can do, win by 5-6 goals. I think we'll just see some improvements across the list there with the lads and making sure that they bring their effort and they play their pressure football. That's what I'm looking at. And big Sam Jacobs, he's the bus driver. Well, he's the heart and soul.
He lifted last week.
Our big boy source. So we need a bit of a lift there. And Matty Crouch is a ball magnet, which is good. And Mackay, so I'm pretty
good.
Your
mate's got a lift, Tommy Lynch.
Tommy, T-shirt Tommy. Yeah, you're right, Cage. Yeah, I'm going to watch him tonight closely and just see how he's tracking.
He's not playing anywhere near the caliber he can play.
Is that because contract talks are on hold?
Well, that's a good point.
I don't think it is, but you just don't know. I
want to see Tommy Lynch, Tex play like he played last week, McGovern get back into some form, and I think they can win easier tonight, to be honest with you. I reckon Bluey.
Crows tonight.
Beautiful.
Yep. There you go, boys.
Despite Jars' attempts to drag that out so there's barely any time for Q&A by Greg Blewett today. Couldn't half tell Greg Blewett takes the reins next on Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. Triple M. For CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. This is Dead Set Legends. Only one thing left on the agenda.
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
You don't have to answer that question.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
All right, here we go, boys. Jars and KG. So it's not a yes or a no. You just have to answer the question. All right? Nice and brief. Right, Jars, will Port win the flag this year?
Absolutely not, Blue.
KG, will the Crows win the flag this year?
Huge chance. 99% they'll get there this year.
Yes, they will.
Don't hesitate.
Jars, during your careers, who did the best beat test, you or Darren?
Oh, I smashed it, Blue. I was around 17.
Oh, KG, toilet paper, scruncher or folder?
What are you?
Oh, I just use it.
Well, you a scruncher or a
scruncher
folder?
Scruncher or a folder.
Folder.
Jars, what would you rather be called, Jars or the lightning rod?
Oh, gift.
The lightning's gone.
Nah, just Jars.
KG, has Lindsay Thomas played his last AFL game?
No, he hasn't, but he's on notice.
Jars, yes. If you could change one thing about your past, what would it be?
Maybe get a hair transplant.
Well, you still can.
God.
KG, what's your best physical feature?
Oh, best. Well, I can't. This is an R-rated. This is not an R-rated program.
Read between the lines. Right.
Exactly right.
Jars, happy with the Ryan Burton ruling?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you're kidding
me. Good bump.
Look, he's spun his teeth out.
You got to keep the bump in the game.
KG, were you a better cricketer than my old man?
No, I was just a very average player, but he was a better sledger than me.
Jars, have you ever said to anyone, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I did do that.
Down
at the Adelaide Crows front office.
And now, KG,
yes.
Jars said you're a tight ass. True or false?
That is false, with a big F.
And that's a lie, Blue, because I've never said
and
that.
And I'd like to be a lot stronger
you are
than
very
after
generous.
Two, Blue.
No, you're very generous.
He's got death adders in his buddy pocket.
Jars, who is the star of the rush hour, you or Louis?
Oh, well, that's not hard. It's not hard. Prince Andrew is.
KG, who is better to work with, Cornsy or Jars?
Oh, absolutely Cornsy.
Right, Jars.
Yes, Blue.
Have you ever measured your todger?
Now,
wouldn't take long.
Can I ask you, what's his todger?
You can't answer.
You can't.
Oh, sorry.
Blue, come on, mate.
I call it the alpha.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Right.
Never call it the todger.
How much cash would you want to walk down Rundle Mall naked? Cold, hard cash.
Yeah.
What
how
would
much?
It take?
$1 million.
You'd do
million
it.
Bucks.
$1 million.
Kickstarter.
I'd do it.
You would do it.
And you want to see the woman if I did it.
One more.
Jars, do you like the AFLW League?
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's building. It's building.
Sitting on the fence, and we're not meant to sit on the fence. There you go, boys. Q&A.
See you, family.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye, everyone. See you next Saturday.
About to get the rub, and we're back next week for CMI Toyota.
The Dead Set Legends, the best way to kickstart your Saturday. And check out CMI Toyota for the best range of new and demo Toyota in stock. 104.7 Triple M.